From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Immigration and Customs Enforcement bought a building in Salt Lake City this week. KUER's Macy Lipkin has more.
The details are in a deed filed with the Salt Lake County Recorder's Office. It's dated March 11th. The Department of Homeland Security paid $145 million. For that, it gets an 833,000-square-foot warehouse. It's in an industrial park west of Salt Lake City International Airport and south of I-80. ICE has been on a warehouse buying spree around the country. In January, there were rumors of a different building in Salt Lake being considered as a detention center, but the owners said they had no plans to sell or lease to the federal government. Around that same time, Salt Lake City and county mayors both spoke out against a local detention center. Now, the Salt Lake City Mayor's Office says it's gathering more info about the transaction, site plans, and potential community impacts. A spokesperson wrote in a statement that, quote, Mayor Mendenhall has made it clear that this kind of facility has no place in Salt Lake City. Macy Lipkin, KUER News.
A wildfire in Utah County has burned between 75 and 100 acres. It started yesterday in Springville near I-15. Utah Fire Info says it's human-caused and that multiple wind-driven blazes sparked in the area. But the fire wasn't as active last night once temperatures cooled and humidity rose. Crews kept watch overnight and will reassess this morning. The fire agency is looking into what happened. Utah lawmakers are giving money again for a program that helps domestic violence victims. Advocates say strangulation exams are a matter of life and death. Annie Knox with Utah News Dispatch has more.
Utah had cut funding for the exams last year, but now it's setting aside $260,000. Research shows a link between prior attempts to strangle an intimate partner and an eventual homicide. So Utah police officers responding to a domestic violence call must ask about any past choking. If the answer is yes, they're required to involve a victim advocate to create a safety plan. Choking exams look for any injuries and identify evidence that can be used in court. And now, for the first time, the Utah legislature is set to renew the program's funding every year. It won't cover the full cost of the program, but the Utah Domestic Violence Coalition says it's a huge help, especially when lawmakers had been warning about budget cuts. For KUER News, I'm Annie Knox with Utah News Dispatch.
Parts of I-15 will be closed this weekend. Construction crews will be working on new bridge projects in Farmington and Riverdale. The Utah Department of Transportation says drivers in northern Utah should plan ahead for the closures. I-15 will be closed near the Ogden-Hinkley Airport on Friday and Saturday nights. Northbound lanes will be closed from Friday night to Saturday morning. Then southbound lanes will be closed from Saturday night to Sunday morning. Capitol Reef National Park visitors could one day explore trails that better hook up with each other. The National Park Service has a plan to upgrade facilities and infrastructure. The service wants to put in new trails between historic sites and popular trailheads, plus ease parking and road congestion. Before any of that happens, people can weigh in on the plan. There's an in-person meeting March 19th at the Torrey Park Pavilion. You're listening to KUER News.